opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The clutch, all the things we just spoke about with Grant, but the big story outside of Atlanta today is money, 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 money. The Bush family that bought the Lakers from Jack Kent Cook. And if you like me, and I don't know, not, I know not everybody has HBO, but Winning Time, that documentary on the Lakers was so good because everybody looked exactly like the person they were playing and they were great. They found a guy who looked like Kareem, found a guy who looked like Magic, found a guy who looked like War, they got everything. And, of course, John C. Reilly playing Dr. Jerry Buss. And just what a hustler he was. And now he had to put the deal together. $67.5 million to buy the Lakers from Jack Kent Cook, who took the money and, in part, you know, owned the Washington, then Redskins. And then, of course, the rest is history. Now the valuation, according to ESPN and Sporting News, the Buss family, and this is just majority control, so it's not the whole kit and caboodle, to the a group, number of people who are involved in the Dodgers ownership group for $10 billion. That's one of the stories. So $10 billion is what the valuation is for the Lakers. And then the other story that Carl and I had some fun with today, talking about the money, is what is a true evaluation for Lamar Jackson, who, remember, years ago was representing himself and his family. And a lot of folks said, where is this going to go? Eventually, he did get more guaranteed money than Deshaun Watson. But, Carl, as we said, you know, earlier in the show, in 4th and 1, then the market resets itself. So somebody asked Lamar Jackson about it today, which then got everybody who covers the NFL's gums flapping about, uh-oh, is Lamar in line for another raise?
I would tell you yes. Do you guys realize what his numbers were last year? Do you know? Go ahead, Mike. Check it out.
Oh, yeah. No, it was better than the guy that won the MVP.
And listen.
That's just me.
Well,
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen was great, okay? But he threw 41 touchdowns. 41. It's not the touchdowns that are the stat. It's the interceptions. And when you look at Lamar and you go, all right, why do you feel like he should have won MVP again last year? Well, everybody used to say, well, Lamar Jackson will never throw over 4,000 yards. He did. He'll never be a 40-touchdown guy. He was. But it wasn't the 41 touchdowns. It was the 41 and 4 interceptions. I think Lamar right now, okay, and I put Joe Burrow up here as well, Mike. Burrow carried the Bengals week in and week out. Joe, I'm going to need you to throw 5 touchdowns. No problem. I got y'all. They were in every game because of Burrow. There are very few guys that you can literally say, I need you to be special every week, and he can do it. Lamar's one of those guys. So, look, I don't think he's going to pound his feet and pound the desk about getting a raise or looking like, you know, I need to be up there in the top 5 again. But I do think if they win a Super Bowl, which he, by the way, one of the quotes he said today was, I looked at all of our losses last year and I feel bad about, you know, he says, I never get over a loss. They lost to the Bills. But he said, we're coming back with vengeance. That was the quote today talking about, you know, trying to get back to a Super Bowl. If he does that, Mike, then he will have every right to do that if he puts up these kind of numbers right again.
Mark Andrews gets the heat for being the guy that blew it. You know, he did the drop and obviously the big drop and the fumble. But then, you know, Lamar also did, you know, have a cough up of his own and a pick. So he's got to be a little bit cleaner in those games. But I still think, and this is the great debate, and I think the writers that voted for Josh Allen, and it was basically one of the closest MVP ballots in years. Years ago, we actually had a split MVP. I thought this year they could have split it with Josh Allen because they are argument is Josh Allen doesn't have anybody you'd ever have on your fantasy team as a wide receiver. And you got Zay Flowers, you got Mark Andrews, and of course, you got Derrick Henry. But I've always said that, you know, James Cook, and they've got to pay him, by the way, at some point. He does not have an extension on his current deal, but James Cook is a rock star. But either way, that was the argument that Lamar had more weapons. Here's Lamar, and it kind of got people talking about the money today.
You know, I never discuss contract situations here. But, yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, because then it becomes the story, right? As soon as he says, what you think, I need $400 million? Oh, Lamar said he needs $400 million. Like, it's not even worth it. I love his attitude as far as he's always been like, nobody cares. That's his deal. Nobody cares. Work harder, nobody cares. Like, at the end of the day, everybody always talks about, oh, he deserves this, he deserves that. Go earn it, and he's done that. But, Mike, there's no debating for me. Like, when I look at this list of guys that are getting paid, and as I said, take Mahomes off the list because everybody wants to talk about how many Super Bowls he's won. Nobody's won Super Bowls in the last 10 years except Mahomes.
Yeah, I know, and that's – you're looking up at him. Now, Jalen Hurts has got a nice chunk of change, but the highest-paid quarterbacks, and this is where you start going, wait a minute here, because no way that Jordan Love has got the resume yet. You know, his contract, he had the benefit of sitting behind Aaron Rodgers when he finally got a chance to produce. He did, and the second year he was really good. But Trevor Lawrence signed that money, and he can't stay healthy. You know, Tua Tagovailoa is a giant question mark. You know, and, you know, we talked about Brock Purdy earlier. Jared Goff has certainly reclaimed his career in Detroit. But Lamar Jackson, if you're looking up at Brock Purdy and Trevor Lawrence, yeah, some guys would be in their bag over that. But this gets us back to the Julio argument, where Julio was the highest paid wide receiver. And then eventually there were guys that were not even in his league that were making more money. And that's what drove him to be getting the big raise at age 30. But Lamar could certainly have a better argument now in the prime of his career.
Yeah, it's look, and you talk about all these elite quarterbacks. There's really only a couple guys. Everybody else falls into the other category.
Well, Dak Prescott shouldn't be making more money than him either.
No, I totally agree. And again, we talked about, you know, with the Brock Purdy situation. Oh, well, you don't want to start over. I love that excuse because that's what it is. Because I'm going to tell you, I think you could have thrown any one of these quarterbacks in there with Kyle Shanahan and they would have did the same or better than what Brock Purdy did. Take any one of these quarterbacks. Give Kyler Murray Kyle Shanahan. You're going to tell me he didn't put those numbers up? Like, I feel like that's the difference with Brock
Purdy.
But
here's the thing about Kyler Murray. I see Kyler Murray's one of these guys. I still don't know what he is, and I don't know where – it's kind of like the Kyle Pitts argument. Where do you put it on his shoulders? Where do you put it on the offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
He got Cliff Kingsbury fired, right? And Kingsbury did a nice job in his first year with a new quarterback, you know, Jaden Daniels. So I don't know. I mean, we had high hopes for Kyler Murray, and he just kind of like floats in. Are they going to make a playoff run? Are they going to get back? You know, they go and they get Marvin Harrison Jr. They don't vibe at all to the level people expected the first year either.
Yeah, I think Kyler Murray is one of the most dynamic playmakers in the NFL at quarterback. Do I think he got his money too soon, Mike? Yeah, they caved. He whined and cried, right. And then they said, oh, well, we're going to pay you. My point about that is, though, he has the ability, and I think he's more talented than Brock Purdy, and you put him in that situation, he produces just as much. Is he worth the money that Purdy got? Because he got more than Kyler Murray, and we all lost our minds when Murray got his money.
They're identical. Now, Kyler Murray can pick him up and put him down. Purdy can move as well, but obviously Murray can do it with his feet. But, again, these are pedestrian quarterback numbers. Same thing as Purdy, the 21 touchdowns in a year. That's 1978 NFL.
Well, and that was my issue. 404-726-0929. You can text us, guys. Let us know what you think. I just find it interesting when we start talking about these particular group of guys. And there's, again, and I'm going to put Matthew Stafford in there, by the way. Because Matthew Stafford, to me, was undervalued in Detroit all those years when it wasn't his fault and the team building was crap. And he was good.
Right, he got the tag that he couldn't win the big one, kind of like Kirk Cousins.
Goes to an organization and a head coach that knows what he's doing and a general manager in Les Snead. Look what happens. Matthew Stafford is one of these. Now, he's up there now, but imagine, again, put Matthew Stafford with a guy like Sean McVay 10 years ago.
Right.
How much do they win?
No, but that's the thing. You look at like Kyler Murray as far as passing yards, touchdowns. You know, you're on the cusp of the top 10, but you got some money. And Trevor Lawrence is the one who can't stay healthy. Tua is a guy that like, I think Tua is dynamic to a point, but that's another guy that the Dolphins. This gets back to the same argument the Giants had a couple years ago. You got a quarterback who's okay, but you're so afraid of the unknown and never getting back to finding that next quarterback that you give a guy some big money. And Daniel Jones, he's not worth it. And I think in Trevor Lawrence, you know, I thought coming out of college, the surest guy I thought in the last 10 years that was drafted as a quarterback, to be a success in the NFL, I thought it was Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
I think most of us did. Now, how much of this is he can't stay healthy, the circumstances, did him no favors by having Urban Meyer there for like a drive-by as a coach in 1 year. But Peterson's a good offensive coach, and they couldn't make it work either.
Yeah, look.
I mean, they didn't get to the playoffs with him.
Injuries have set him back. And look, I'm not going to make excuses for him. They weren't able to do some things. Even Peterson talked about it when he was there and he was hurt and he wanted to play. They were limited. I'm just hoping he's passed all of that and is completely healthy, and let's see what he really has. He does have a playoff win, though, and that's more than the guy like Tua or some of these other quarterbacks that we're talking about has. And so he's shown that he can do it, but he's not been consistent, Mike, and that's been the issue. Mm-hmm. But you know what they're paying him for? The tools. They're not paying him because of his accomplishments. And that's the thing about Trevor Lawrence. It's like, can we win a Super Bowl with Herbert? Herbert hadn't won anything. But you feel like he's got the tools to do it, and so you're willing to cut the check. That's what we're really talking about.
He only had 23. Now, granted, their wide receiver core is a work in progress. They're going to draft. They addressed it, I should say, in the offseason. But he only had 23 touchdowns last year.
And that's what I'm saying. So all of these guys that we think are going to be the next big thing, and this is the group, you know, behind the guys we're talking about, Lamar and obviously Patrick Mahomes, even though they're playing at the time that these guys are, you're expecting in the next 7 to 10 years that Herbert's going to win one. You would have thought Trevor Lawrence would be in this conversation. Next 7 to 10 years, Mike, before he gets out of this thing, he's going to win one.
I mean, Kirk Cousins, as bad as he was in missing the final games, had comparable numbers to some of these guys who are making crazy loot.
And that's what's crazy. But
and Kirk made $45 million. Don't get me. But it's a bargain compared to what you're getting for the other dudes.
No doubt. It is, man. Braves in action tonight, guys. I mentioned this to Grant. It is Usher bobblehead night. First 15,000 fans are going to get that Usher. I think he's on roller skates. Have you seen this? It's pretty cool. Like you know.
Like when he's on stage?
Yeah, exactly. Like his performances and stuff. But pretty cool stuff there. Bottom line for the Braves as we continue this conversation. We'll dive more into it tomorrow. Company holiday, guys. Juneteenth. And maybe many of you are off as well. We're back Friday. Twin Peaks. But we will get into what happens not only tonight but heading in to the weekend as we take on the Marlins. My hope is we're talking about a sweep. That's what I'm hoping. I hope we get into a sweep, and then Mike, we've gained some ground, and maybe then we can talk about what's going on with the Marlins and maybe taking advantage of that team as well. But listen, they're not a pushover either. So we're going to see about that.
Mm. I tell you what, man, we were just talking off the air about where the Falcons are and things that have to happen this year. You look at the stuff, just because we were looking at the Buffalo Bills roster, because we just got the argument about Josh Allen versus, Lamar Jackson. You could argue that we've got the better skilled position players than both those teams.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, Derrick Henry is a man. I mean, like, he's a force of nature, but it's certainly at the wide receiver. I know that Mark Andrews has been really good, and you've got decent tight end play in Buffalo, but as far as wide receivers, I mean, Zay Flowers or Drake London, who'd you like to start a team with?
Well, here's the thing then. How are they winning in Buffalo?
Well, they got a defense. We don't have one. Now, we think we do. They've got Buffalo's got
Buffalo scored 30 a game.
But I'm saying the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens have a great defense, but Buffalo's got the X factor in Josh Allen.
Okay, because I was going to say, we were talking about Buffalo's wide receivers. Yeah, they scored 30 a game in like 8 or 9 of their games last year. They were leading the league in
scoring.
But
that's the argument for him over Lamar Jackson for MVP, that those guys are stiffs. Point I'm making is, if Michael Penix Jr. is protected and he develops like he should, we should be able to win 10 or 11 games in the NFC, even with this schedule, because you've got a tremendous – how many teams have a Bijan Robinson, a Drake London?
Yeah.
Just those two alone.
See, the deal with Josh Allen, to answer your question, is he makes those guys better. That's what we're talking about. When you go look at these scores, and we forget last year.
So then he should have been MVP.
No. He didn't put up as better numbers than Lamar.
Well, his numbers are comparable.
But Lamar makes his guys better. That's the argument. And by the way, Josh ran more than Lamar last year, and everybody said, oh, Lamar, all he does is run. He didn't run as much. Josh ran way more.
He had more rushing touchdowns than Lamar Jackson.
So that's been the argument, right? So all the things that you said he does too much of or he won't be able to get away from, he did, and then they still didn't give it to him. Either way, it's a great debate. It's not going to change anything.
Oh, no. All I'm saying is, if you're looking, if our defense has its ish together, because the Ravens obviously have always had a solid defense, although at times it took a while to get it back on track last year.
Yeah.
With Penix, Bijan, Drake, Darnell Mooney, and Pitts, whatever the hell he's going to be this year, that's pretty darn good. And it was good enough to have us in the catbird seat to win this division last year.
It was good last year until it wasn't. I totally agree. Hey, we got to get out of here. Chris has got the night show. Great job, Garrett. Thank you for filling in. As always, the Dominator out today. We're back on Friday, guys. Twin Peaks in Buckhead, as a matter of fact. Day-Day, great job. Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bella wrapping up another
show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, thanks to our guest Sam Mitchell for stopping by. Check out Sam. He's on XM Sirius Radio, NBA analyst. He does NBA TV. He says, hey, they can win this game tonight. I don't buy it, but okay. He says Halliburton, as good as he is, they can win this game at home, maybe take it to seven games. We're going to see. We'll be talking about that as well. Also, thanks to Grant for stopping by. Big win last night. Let's build on it, Braves. Mike Bell, let's get out of the way, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, said it last week. I'll say it again. The TV numbers of the Stanley Cup have been dreadful. You know, the NBA's taking a bit of a hit. They're still going to be like light years ahead of where the NHL is. I just don't know what more the NHL can do. I did kind of figure it out, and I apologize for banging on the hometown network. TNT's play-by-play team, not as good as ESPN's. And as much as I get into Sean McDonough, what do you mean, me? Oh, now you want me now, huh? Yeah, McDonough and Razor are just better than Kenny Albert and the broadcast team. And as much as, you know, Wayne Gretzky is Wayne Gretzky the great one, and, you know, Henrik, you got all these guys that are good to look at, Carl, not very interesting to listen to. The whole production, that's one area where ESPN did excel. I do think ESPN, I don't know what the NHL does to change their ratings, but I don't think TNT was helping them, Carl, in this Stanley Cup final.
It's a great point. It really is. Congratulations, by the way, to Florida Panthers. We're not taking anything away from them, but boy, Mike's right about that. Hey, guys, Ronald Acuna, he's back! He's doing everything. I mean everything. And all the worries and concerns about what he might be limited doing, don't worry about it.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mentioned it. He got caught in a rundown. Who cares?
Don't do anything. Just fall down.
It's not that big of a deal. What is a big deal is having him on the field for the rest of the season. And if that means him taking it out like that, okay. But then it also means him making a catch in the outfield and getting a double play to extend the game. Acuna for life. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you got great seats tonight, but you're stuck with two Mets fans sitting behind you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality. quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.